We're not in the business of in the National Bus Union of scaremongering people just for the sake of it. We're concerned because Bus Éireann have, it's been well reported, have a crisis on their hands of a loss of €6 million on one hand. On the other hand, they're suggesting that they could reduce the terms and conditions of members who work in Expressway. That's not going to happen from our point of view on the trade union side. So in the middle of all that, there's a real fear among the people we represent that Bus Éireann Expressway routes could actually disappear.
Now, you're going to be told in Donegal, I've no doubt you've been told this already, that there is a particular situation here. There are no train links, the road links aren't the best. And for many people, Expressway is the bus is the only way of getting to Dublin, getting to Galway, etc.
Indeed, I can speak from personal experience. I spend a hell of a lot of time in Donegal travelling up there. I know the road network is not great. I'm also very familiar from my role as a trade union official that there are no trains in Donegal. And of course, by extension, they're totally reliant on the Expressway service. And we're trying to impress upon people that this issue can actually be resolved, but it needs political support from all, across all parties and none in terms of getting the government, I suppose, to get the Department of Transport, if you like, and the NTA, who we believe are ultimately responsible for this tobacco, to come to the table and help us to resolve this, to take away that very real threat.
And you believe that there is a possibility that down the line we could see services scaled back on the routes linking Letterkenny with Dublin, linking Donegal Town, linking Ballybuffet, the Twin Towns with Dublin, indeed linking Derry with Dublin potentially as well?
Absolutely. Look, the North South connectivity is vital for Donegal down into the Cavan Mountain, down into Dublin for all sorts of reasons, colleges, hospital appointments, even work, tourism. There's a range of areas where this is going to affect. And look, I suppose at the end of the day, the concern here that we're expressing, again, it needs to be highlighted now rather than highlighted after the event. And again, that political pressure we're talking about, it needs to be applied.
There was a strong presence at the meeting you hosted in Letterkenny last week and back in Donegal Town tonight.
Well, look, again, like all of public meetings of this nature, you would obviously wish that there were a lot more people turned up. There were quite a few turned up at Stranraer in Letterkenny, from the, I suppose Stranraer was a depot up there. We would expect, I suppose, an even bigger crowd in Donegal tonight. Donegal and Bus Éireann have a relationship going back many generations at this stage. So hopefully people from the west of the county and south of Donegal, down into Sligo indeed, hopefully they'll turn up tonight to hear what we have to say to them.